Getting Served. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
And today I'm excited to announce the Tennessee Broadband Accessibility Act to address this issue.
Governor Bill Haslam announcing the Tennessee Broadband Accessibility Act as part of his legislative package that he'll send to the General Assembly. The governor and several departments of state government, including agriculture, have been studying for years now how best to provide broadband access to the state's unserved citizens.
This legislation comes after more than a year of study and stakeholder conversations. In fact, it's safe to say that we've been discussing how do we reach our rural areas with broadband for a long time. There's been quite a bit of conversation in the legislature and other places.
Governor Haslam's plan would provide $45 million over 3 years in grants and tax credits for service providers to assist in making broadband available to unserved homes and businesses. In addition, it would allow Tennessee's private, nonprofit electric cooperatives to provide retail broadband service. Deputy Commissioner of Agriculture Tom Womack.
We in the agricultural community all know cooperatives are a unique business model, a private entity that is there to serve all its members. And obviously the governor thinks that makes them uniquely suited to being able to help cover some of the last mile in terms of providing broadband access in our rural areas.
Womack says with the rapid advancement of technology that farmers are utilizing today, they must have a strong internet service, and that will help ensure stronger rural communities.
The more of our rural communities that have broadband access to be able to offer health care, education, economic development, are also going to help keep farm families on the farm by keeping them in those communities.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.